Number 14, bilingual. 私人汽车赋予我们的自由是我们的祖先只能渴望而不可及的。
The private motor vehicle has given us a freedom our ancestors could only dream about.
我们可以在公路上快速而安全地行驶。
We can travel swiftly and usually safely over the roads which have been built to accommodate our cars.
人们可以通过驾驶一辆价值相当于另外一个家庭全部财产的轿车来展示自己的财富。
People can display their wealth by driving a car which may cost as much as another person's home.
可悲的是，汽车在给我们带来好处的同时，也给我们带来了麻烦。
Sadly, the car has become a disadvantage as well as a boon.
汽车污染空气，可能会引起严重的交通事故。而众多的汽车不仅堵塞道路，而且窒息城市。
The car pollutes the atmosphere.May be involved in serious accidents, and by its very numbers, blocks roads and chokes cities.
我们如何才能减少对汽车的使用呢？
How can we reduce its use?
只有使用方便的时候，我们才想使用汽车。
The car is only desirable if we can use it easily.
因此我们首先可以减少室内停车场，并同时提高公共交通的质量和有效性。
So we might begin by reducing access to parking spaces in the cities and simultaneously increasing the quality and availability of public transport.
市区某些地方可以禁止汽车驶入，这样迫使人们步行或者使用公共交通系统。
Cars could be banned from certain parts of the city, thus forcing people to walk or to use public transport.
可以增加购车和养车的费用。
The expense of buying and renting a car can be raised.
如果买车也贵，养路费也贵，保险费和罚款也都贵，那么他或者他就得对购车三思而行了。
If the motorist is faced with a high purchase price, high road tax, high insurance premiums, and substantial fines, he or she may reconsider the purchase.
相应降低公共交通费也有助于人们算一算经济账，从而放弃买车。
A corresponding reduction in the price of public transport would help this financial argument against car ownership.
对于超级富豪来说，他们买得起象征身份的汽车，跟他们算经济账是动摇不了他们决心的，但是却有可能促使他们考虑用其他方式摆阔。
Neither of these arguments will sway the super rich who can afford the status cars, but it would perhaps encourage them to look at other ways of demonstrating their wealth.
不管我们采取何种方式，限制路上的行车数量都将缓解污染问题和使城市堵得水泄不通的塞车的问题。
However we do it, reducing the number of cars on the road will reduce the problems of pollution and the congestion which can bring cities to a standstill.